listen. So I'll cue you the best I can here. I'll be able to hear her. I don't know if there's a way you can monitor on your radio, but you'd have to turn that down whenever you're talking. But
yeah, I don't really have.
Oh, we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we are joined here. This next segment, we're going to be talking Sunset Zoo, and we have two different folks on two different phone lines here. So let me introduce them first. We have Melissa Kirkwood, who is joining us on the other side of the glass. Melissa, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Brandon.
And then we also have Jared Bixby joining here on my side of the glass. And Jared, good morning. You are the tell me your title again.
I'm the curator of education at Sunset Zoo.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you both in here this morning. I know a lot of there's been a lot of changes made to the schedule at a lot of places, including the Sunset Zoo. Melissa, we'll start off with you first here, and just kind of give us an update on how this COVID-19 is impacting everything.
Sure. Thank you for having us both on this morning. And as you did say, lots of schedule changes have been occurring all across our community, but especially too here at Sunset Zoo. And we, along with the city, have been following really strict precautions to take care of not only our community, but also the animals that we serve and take care of every day. We've been trying to stay as up to date as possible on all of our outlets, but those who don't know, Sunset Zoo is closed to the public right now. Our date is April 6th. And we are monitoring that situation closely, but it is closed to the public. But however, it being closed to the public, we do have procedures in place to take care of all of our animals during this time. So our keeper staff is still providing care to our entire collection, and that happens whether we're open or not in any daily situation, but especially now. So we're practicing social distancing, and we're following all of our protocols, but we are closed right now, but we do have essential personnel on staff right now.
And Melissa, you were one of the last of the city of organized places to close your outdoor exhibits. You guys were actually open for a little bit there outdoors, but what was the decision to go ahead and close here?
I think we just wanted to follow proper precautions, just like the rest of the community. But as this started, we were following guidelines not only with the city, but also with our other national partners. Many of our AZA, Association of Zoos and Aquarium partners, were remaining open at the time to provide an outdoor only, but we were taking strong precautions to close all indoor locations and practice social distancing. But the time came for us to also close our doors for the safety of everyone and remain closed until it is safe to
I think we might have lost Melissa there. We'll have Melissa call back in. I do have Jared on this side of the line. I'll bring you on here a little bit, Jared. So in the meantime here, as far as education is concerned, what is it that you guys are doing to kind of fill the gap?
Yeah, so since we're not doing anything on site and we're not traveling really in person, so we've had to kind of scale back our education programming and opportunities that we've provided. However, for a number of years now, Sunset Zoo has offered interactive distance learning opportunities for school groups and other groups around the state as well as around the country. And so we're actually taking that, and we're going to be launching today a new initiative with that program opportunity to schools from basically Junction City to Wamego, kind of our general region here. And we traditionally provide free outreach programs to the Manhattan area, to nonprofit groups. And so we're going to extend that again, Junction City to Wamego. And we're going to be offering up distance learning programs for teachers that are working right now pretty hard to try to figure out how this is really impacting how they're moving forward to the rest of the school year. And so they're going to be doing a lot of remote stuff. And so through our capabilities, on Mondays and Tuesdays, that's when our education staff, myself, or our programs and education animals manager, Nicole Wade, will be at the zoo. And so we'll be able to do distance learning programs on Mondays and Tuesdays where we can provide a link to teachers and they can send it out to their students, and we can connect with them directly and provide live opportunities to interact with the students, and so they can see the animals and we can help them with their science curriculum to really kind of help finish out the year. So we're excited about that opportunity and be able to offer that to the schools here in our region.
That's kind of a unique opportunity here because everybody's kind of had to change things on the fly as far as the school districts are concerned. How do you think this will benefit that partnership with the school districts here going forward?
Yeah, you know, the interactive distance learning programs that we've done have never really taken off locally. We've not really promoted them because we do like that face-to-face authentic interactions that we can have. However, we can utilize this opportunity to really test and pilot some of these opportunities locally to make those connections with the schools and really support them in a pretty efficient way as well. So we're always going to want to, you know, be able to go out to schools and have them come to the zoo moving forward. But this just will add that experience as well, another layer to that experience that we are able to offer the schools and the teachers in our community.
Well, Jared, I'll come back to you here in a moment. I understand Melissa Kirkwood's back with us on the other line. Melissa, I don't know where we broke off there, but I'll let you kind of finish your thought if you'd like. Melissa, do we have Melissa there?
I just wanted to share with the community that we are closed, but we do remain taking care of our animals, and that is our top concern at this point. We do have essential staff on personnel right now, and they are following our national protocols as well as practicing safe distancing themselves. And so we continue to take care of our animals every day. Did want to let our listeners know, too, that just from a national perspective, with our partnership with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, we have over 237 partners of other zoos across the nation and the world. 95% of our zoos are fully closed at this time. So the remaining 5%, they are either in unaffected areas, which aren't many, or their facility hasn't opened seasonally yet. So this is not just a Sunset Zoo or local issue. It is a national issue, just like it is for the rest of us. But all of us do practice those strict protocols every day and deliver the care that we need to our animals.
How will this impact if anyone recently signed up for a zoo membership, if at all?
Yes. So although we do remain closed, membership is a huge component and need for Sunset Zoo. We are still accepting memberships, new or renewals, and it's just a vital component of how we are able to provide education and outreach to our community. And we have such a wonderful community, and much like our community has responded to the hospitality industry, providing memberships to Sunset Zoo is also important during this time. And we try to make it as easy as possible for people who are interested in membership. For renewal or new membership, they can renew online at sunsetzoo.com/membership. Or if they have questions, they can email us as well at the acronym FOSV, F-O-S-V, at cityofmhk.com. And that's for Friends of Sunset Zoo. And it is just a vital part of how we are able to deliver all of the programs that even Jared was just talking about through our membership program.
All right, why don't we take a quick time out here, and we'll come back and we'll finish our conversation here with Melissa Kirkwood and Jared Bixby, Sunset Zoo, our guests here on In Focus. Stay tuned. Back after this on KMAN.